Those in the capital markets, we have quite a few what's called embedded derivatives. Now, there's a lot of instruments that are combinations of a host contract with these so-called embedded derivatives. These combinations are termed hybrid contracts. An example would be a convertible bond. Another one would be a yield enhancement note. And as several people mentioned in audios, you know, companies might not be aware that they have these derivatives on their books. They know that they have a confirmation for a yield enhancement note. They're getting a certain rate of interest, and if foreign exchange rates do a certain thing, they're going to get an enhanced yield. They might not know that they have a derivative on their books. And you have to show due diligence of looking for them, but they might not know what to look for. If you look at the confirmation, it's probably not going to be explicit about a derivative. You know, banks are pretty crafty about coming up with things to sell customers. And I remember when I was in Europe, there was a lot of mutual funds, the equivalent over there called unit trust, they couldn't trade derivatives per their articles of incorporation. But they could trade securities. So we went out and found out, what's the definition of security? Well, it was something that was listed on an exchange where you could get a public price at the end of the day. So we just wrote options and listed them on exchange, and we call them warrants. And that way the unit trusts were able to trade them because they were termed securities as opposed to derivatives. Now that case there is a little bit more clear cut, where it's, you know, it's pretty easy. If you look at the details of the warrant, how it's structured, how it pays out, you would see that it's a derivative. But other things that are sold by banks in the capital markets, if you look at the confirmation of the transaction, it's not that apparent that a derivative is embedded in that. Okay, so we need to be careful about that.